T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Full windup by Timmons. And a swing on hit high in the air, deep to center field, way back. It may go. Gone! A grand slam! A grand slam! Mike Piazza!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, right back at it on The Fan, 877-337-6666. Shout out to my callers for holding. We will get to you. Shout out to people reacting online to my tweet. I just said boo when I saw the news about Jordan Montgomery. Not necessarily boo for the Yankees, just boo that Monty ends up going to the Diamondbacks. And then as I walked out into the newsroom, I'm like, you just got to wait till these guys go on clearance. You got to wait till the price comes down. These guys go on sale. Right? No one wants them. Price drops. And they become available to teams that thought, hey, we couldn't do this before. Our guy John out in the newsroom says to me, well, at least the Yankees will miss him, right? He's not going to be ready to go to pitch against the Yankees in the second series, as the Yankees will go to Houston, then travel to Arizona. They won't have to face Jordan Montgomery so he can shove it down their throats again. Good, 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 I guess. I mean, it is what it is. 877-337-6666. So, yeah, the response online is, oh, he was never coming here. Oh, you know, Hal doesn't care. Oh, it's another one Cashman missed on. Oh, we could have done this deal. Oh, the you know, what was the Mets offer? Were the Mets in on this? We'll never know. We'll never know. That's just how it goes. He is a Arizona Diamondback now, and I wish him well. I wish him luck. From my text messages, my boy Rob the King from the Bleacher Creatures, right? Earlier I was talking about Ohtani, and I'm like, we just found out about this guy's wife. And I mean, we didn't even know the name of his dog, and he wanted his free agency to be so secretive, and if you told a soul, you were out. And so my boy Rob hits me. He goes, Ohtani was so secretive with everything in his life, right? His wife, his free agency. The most precious thing is his bank account. And you were open with that? You let somebody get to that? He's like, how do you protect everything in his life except his bank account? Come on, son. Like, the math is not mathing. You covered up every single thing from public knowledge about you, but you let your bank information leak to, nah. Kathy in Belleville, you're on The Fan. Go for it.
Hi, Keith. Welcome back. You were very much missed.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in and thanks for holding.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I have two things, not as exciting as a Montgomery issue. First, I just want to ask you about Jackson. Did he go into the water? Did you get him into the Gulf? Or
so
what happened with that?
I got him into the pool. He loved the pool almost too much, where I'm like, bro, you can't swim. And like, you're not as big as some of these other kids. He just wants to be bigger than he is. So he's splashing around. He's trying to like jump up. I'm like, I'm literally his lifeguard swim coach. And then, aww, I did take him out to the beach and put his feet in the water, but it was too cold to, like, keep him out there. But, yes, he got his first pool and beach experience while we were in Tampa.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm glad you had a nice time. So I'm calling because I want to speak about Ohtani.
Yeah.
I have a different take or another wrinkle for him. I don't know about the timeline of when the bookmaker made these bets or took these bets I don't know the interpreter, the timeline. They've been friends for a long time, apparently. And, you know, the next day, allegations were made against the interpreter by Ohtani's lawyers. What's so odd is the wives are very friendly. They were very friendly in the dugout. I don't know, wherever, what, maybe not the dugout, but they were very friendly with each other. I'm wondering if Ohtani foresaw this coming and decided to marry his wife, his girlfriend, because in the United States, you don't have to be compelled to testify against each other's spouse. You can invoke the privilege of not testifying against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering, just for the heck of it, if, you know, there's a twist in there with the wives.
Yeah,
with the marriage, like, when did he get married? It's not really anywhere you can find the date he actually got married.
Of course not. I don't know exactly about the wives, but from an article I read from Fox Sports, it said, according to ESPN, the first of multiple $500,000 transfers was sent in September and was being funneled from his account until last week.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's just so odd that he got married, and in the United States, you do not have to, I don't think you have, you don't have to testify against your spouse. You can take that privilege. And I'm wondering, why is the marriage so quick, and did he foresee this coming? And is that going to be the next, like, if it ever gets to anything, you know what I mean?
I'm sure they are covering themselves.
I'm telling you, more secrets. It's like, fact is crazier than fiction. It's like kind of exciting.
Yeah, this is a 30 for 30. We're in the beginning of it. The movie, we don't know. We don't really even know anything, but the movie is just starting. Thanks for the call, Kathy. 877-337-6666. Yeah, why now, Shohei? Why now do we learn about your wife? Why does she pop up now? What's the significance of that? I don't know, man. I don't know. Ipei Mizuhara, I feel like this guy is in a world of trouble where if he's actually the fall guy and has to do time for something that's not all his fault, like this could be crazy. This could be really bad. And I know we're kind of right now, like, you know, not laughing about it, but kind of looking at it like, hey, what's going on here? This doesn't match up, and trying to figure it out for ourselves. But this could get real serious, man. There's a lot of money, and somebody's not telling the truth. All right, Mets fans, Yankee fans, call the fan and tell the truth about your team. Let's go to Elliot somewhere out there in New York. Elliot, what you got?
Hello. You think the Mets are better this year or last year?
Oh, this year. Definitely this year.
There's no pitching, though. I mean, last year, Senga was our three guy, but this year's not even healthy.
Yeah,
but I don't care about the hitting. We have no pitching. We can't win without any pitching.
Wait, Elliot. I know you need pitching, but last year, Verlander was hurt. Scherzer was hurt. He had the whole rubbing alcohol incident, got suspended. I mean, you were relying last year on Joey Lucchese and Tyler McGill and David Peterson. You probably see those guys again. Now you actually got Luis Severino with something to prove, Sean Manaea with something to prove, Adrian Hauser. Now, you didn't go out and get a bunch of aces from other teams, but you did go out and get starting pitchers from other teams with a chip on their shoulder.
I know, but Quintana as a one guy isn't going to – how are we going to make the playoffs with that pitching staff?
You got to hit. They're not going to necessarily shut out teams, but they got to hold teams to 3-4 runs – give it to the bullpen, and that lineup's absolutely got a hit. That's why they added J.D. Martinez. That's why they deviated from the plan and said, yeah, we actually need to take advantage of the universal DH this year.
Well, I have the Mets coming in fourth place in the East. I think they're going to be horrible this year.
Are you a Mets fan?
Yeah. Yes, I am. I'm a big Mets fan. No pitching, so.
But, okay. So who do you have coming in third place?
Of the Marlins. I think they're going to be a sneaky team. The Marlins and the Cubs. Two sneaky teams.
Okay. Well, at least the Cubs aren't in your division. So it's Braves, Phillies, Marlins, Mets in the NL East?
Yeah.
But what about the early part of your season, right? When you look at this Mets.
Yeah, I know. That's when we're going to fall off. That's when, because what's it called? We don't have Senga.
No.
Easy schedule.
No, I disagree. I think the schedule works in your favor early on in the season to not have Kodai and be able to get off to a pretty decent start.
And yeah, we have an easy schedule. And with Diaz back, we could be better.
Yeah, you got to think positive until they give you reason to think negative.
Yeah.
You know, it's a brand new season. We're going into this week, and nobody knows. But instead of saying
More hitting this year.
Yeah.
More hitting this year.
Yeah. Instead of saying what they can't do, say Starling Marte is back. Where was he last year?
He's hurt, but...
And
I mean,
Jeff McNeil can be a 300 hitter.
There's more power this year.
You have Francisco Alvarez. You have Pete Alonso. J.D. Martinez. They're going to raise the apple. You're going to be better than you think.
I mean, hopefully.
Right. That's all you can hope for. How old are you, Elliot? Yeah. How many?
I'm 11.
You're 11.
At 11 years old.
I mean, you young guys... You guys are smart. You guys got the internet. You got the apps. You got everything at your fingertips. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Just 9 years ago, they were in the World Series.
I think about Montgomery going to the D-backs. You like that signing?
No, I don't like it. I think that's a guy
I thought he was coming to the Mets.
He could have been a Met, could have been a Yankee, and he defaulted into taking a deal in Arizona where the Diamondbacks are talking about moving the team.
They're going to be good, the Diamondbacks. They have young team, good pitching.
Yeah, they were good last year, and now they have the confidence that they can play with anybody. You add a Jordan Montgomery steal of a deal late, and that adds to their confidence. Who else do you like? What do you think about the Yankees?
I think they're going to be a lot better than the Mets. I've been winning like 87 games. I think they're going to start off okay.
So if you have them winning 87 games but being a lot better than the Mets, how many games do you expect the Mets to win?
70 to 80.
Okay. And then, all right.
I think it'll be a middle of the pack here. I just don't like their pitching because it's all three guys until Senga comes back.
Yeah, but what if those guys survive and that bullpen is really solid? And
yeah, they have a good bullpen.
And they beat teams 7-5.
Yep. Hey, I really like your show. Thank you for letting me on.
Awesome. Thanks for your parents and you listening to my show and calling in. We are the world.
Dude's 11 years
that's,
old.
Like, that's crazy.
Incredible
11 years old. He didn't stumble over his words. He said what he... I asked him some questions. 11 years old, it's hard to do that. And he waited on hold for a while. Man, props to Elliot and his parents listening.
And the parents were there because the parents said, hey, we're here with him. So good job by the parents.
I don't think any 11-year-old kids are just waiting on old and calling up without their parents' permission. But, no, that was impressive. I'm blown away by these young guys because when I was 11, I think we had just got our first computer. I know I was not able to speak that well. I know I was talking sports, but I was probably babbling. I probably was just saying anything. I could not speak as well as far as telling you what I thought about the team, where they're going to be, why they're going to be, where they could end up, what place they're going to be in. Well done, Elliot. 877-337-6666. Gary in Waterbury, you're on the Fan.
I smash teeth, F your beef, no relief. I step on stage.
They still scream like I'm Keithy. You ain't missed with that one, Gary.
McFear the Cavalier, come on.
You ain't missed with that one.
McFear the Cavaliers, G-Makes, represent from Watertown, Connecticut, home of Rico Bronya, where the podcast originated. And you know what? Foo Philly.
Yes,
Cashman
sir.
Sucks. So wait. And you know. And at opening day, you're going to be there, correct?
Yeah, I haven't missed one since I was in the Fan Cave in 2014.
All right, so you're going to do some pre-gaming. What is the pre-game spot for you?
Everywhere. If you know what I look like, you'll see me everywhere. You won't be able to miss me because I'm bopping around from like 9, 10 a.m. until probably like 12:30, and then I'll slide in there. There's people that I go and dap up. Yo, what up, all man? Right. Good to see you. Happy New all Year. Right. Let's go.
Now, Keith, if I want a baseball. I want you to sign a baseball that I got if I randomly meet you. Is it Billy's or Stan's?
Both. More likely Billy's because Stan's just like, Stan's get so full so fast. And Billy's is 10 times the size.
Keith, I've never asked anybody to ever sign a baseball for me. If I bring a baseball in my back pocket, listen, I can hide it in my back pocket. I'm a big boy. And, you know, we're going to buy you around, me and my boys. We're going to buy you around. So I hope to see you there. I've never met you out in person. I know you, but, you know, I do want you. It's going to be, you know, G-Manx, Waterbury.
I look forward to it. What I'll say is I don't want to sign a ball with a player's signature on it. I've signed some baseballs that are blank.
No, it's just going to be a blank ball with
Keith. Yeah, because that makes sense.
Did I catch you off guard? I think I caught you. I smash teeth, F your beef, no relief.
I step on stage, the girls scream like I'm Keith. Nah, you know what it is, Gary? I've been off for a week, and there's another Gary from Waterbury, Connecticut. And, you know, when he calls, he does the My Man Possum Bands. And I thought it might have been
it. Oh, Craigie.
And then I do the Craig,
hey, I'll be your Huckleberry.
You do the Craig Mack.
No, I know. No, but McFair the Cavalier. That's, you know, I get that. And there's nobody's ever going to say that. Yeah, but Keith, I'm going to ask you to sign a baseball. I never met you. Hopefully opening day, I do want to make that happen.
Yes, sir. We outside. So I will see you on April the 5th. Hopefully the weather holds up for us. I think it will. And like I said, I'm not hard to find. If you're looking for me, I'm not hard to find. Whether it's George M. Steinbrenner Field or Yankee Stadium, I'm out there. And it's just what I do. I don't know. It's what I'm used to doing. And people show me love. So when you walk up, approach with kindness and love and nice, and I'll match that energy. Like I say, haters only exist online. Like, I've never seen anybody, no one has ever come up to me and be like, your show sucks. not one person has ever come up and been like, you're terrible on the Fan. It's quite the opposite. So I look forward to meeting everybody. And I mean, it's Yankee fans. Like, I'd be really surprised if I showed up to Yankee Stadium at any point in these last three seasons, coming up on the third season, and Yankee fans were nasty or negative to me. It wouldn't make any sense. And even Mets fans, I show up to Citi Field every time I've been at Citi Field. Yo, what's up, man? What's up? Yo, are you Keith? Yes, I am. Nice to meet you. And if you have met me, you know it's a two-way street. I don't like to meet people and not get your name, not shake your hand, not take a picture, whatever. I'm honestly flattered and appreciative. I even started my show tonight, man. Shout out to the people that are in Tampa that, you know, went out of their way to tell me, like, I listen all the way down here. I mean, some people even seeing my family, seeing my son, my wife, my sister-in-law, and being kind and respectful to them and their time. Like, it's all love, man. Love always wins. Love overpowers the hate. Let's go to Rich in Brick, New Jersey on the Fan as we roll through these calls.
Keith, how the heck are you tonight?
I'm all right. Better than I was a couple nights ago.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. About the Montgomery thing,
yeah,
it just goes to show me he's just like everybody else. Money wins and not anything else from there. But besides that, I'm kind of glad that he didn't sign with the Yankees because, you know, quite honestly, I don't want somebody who's going to be there just to be there for 1 year and then decide, yeah, I'm going to take off again.
Yeah, he wasn't doing that with the Yankees. With the Yankees, he was going to probably stick them up for more money or nothing at all, you know? That deal only works for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they win.
Yep, and good luck to him, and good luck to the Diamondbacks this year. I just cannot wait till opening day, but I've got to ask, what the heck is with that baseball hack rag that said that the Yankees were going to come in fourth place this year? Okay, we need a little work. Don't get me wrong, because, you know, the bullpen's not as solid as what I thought it was going to be over spring training. Hopefully they step it up a little bit. But come on now. Fourth place? Yeah, no. I don't see that happening, not this year. Not with Soto at the, you know, behind the plate.
Yeah, no. I mean, everybody would have to be hurt. Everybody would have to disappear. The Yankees would have to be calling up guys from the minors for them to be that bad, in my opinion. I just think I think you're referring to Baseball Reference and what they came out with. And that made its rounds on – I just didn't pay it any mind, but I have it in my notes. You know, they're looking for clicks. They're looking for attention. They're looking for something that's going to break through. And the Yankees have the most fans, and they have the most vocal fans and the most Twittering fans. So when you put the Yankees low in their division on a year where they're supposed to be bouncing back and all in, it gets the attention that they were looking for. And they don't really have to, like, Baseball Reference, who has to put their name next to that to say, you know, this is what I said, this is what I think? No one, really. It's a website that gives us information on baseball players past and present, and their projections mean nothing. Nobody is going to be 100% correct on the standings and projections, but yeah, I don't think the Yankees are a fourth-place team, but I'm also not as high on them as I was, that they definitely win the division. They're definitely back this year.
Yep, but I got two more things I'd like to say, and then I'll just wish you a good night. Number one, with LeMahieu sitting out, you know, Rizzo, you know, getting, like, dinged up lately, when do you think that it's going to be time that they just do, like, another, like, core four type thing and let the young guys come up and just take over and play?
It's tough because Peraza, right, we had thought Peraza was going to be one of those core guys that could potentially play third base, second base. He's hurt, and he also wasn't hitting last year or the little bit of spring training that he had. I don't know who, like, are we about to fast-track Yorbit Vivas? Like, I don't know who the guy is as far as the core guy that they're going to put there. I think they were looking for a veteran. That's why we heard rumblings about Kike Hernandez, and I think even Ahmed Rosario said that the Yankees checked in on him.
They also said something about Elvis Andres or something.
Elvis Andrews.
Like,
I thought they were going to take a look at Tony Kemp. Like, bring in a veteran glove that can shore up your infield in case of injury, and they didn't do that. Again, that's why I said, as Yankee fans, we know everything about this team. We've seen everything with this team in the past, and right now, you don't feel great about, oh, yeah, put Oswaldo, just like last year. Oh, yeah, Aaron Hicks, he's had a great offseason, but we're going to put Oswaldo in left field to start opening day so that Hicks doesn't get booed. Oh, yeah, we'll just put this bandage over it. Oswaldo play third base, and if Oswaldo doesn't hit, he'll be the new whipping boy in no time.
Yeah, right? Just hide the problem, and maybe it'll go away from there.
Yeah, and it doesn't. You know, it festers, because which I've already spoken to, and I think I heard maybe Evan and Tiki talking about it. It's like, if Rizzo goes down, who's your backup first baseman? DJ? DJ, you don't have one. Oswaldo? You better get Judge practicing over there, as we saw him do in spring training.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that he was going to go over the first day.
Sure.
You
Bryce
know,
Harper did it.
Out from there.
You passed on Bryce Harper. You had no interest in Bryce Harper potentially being a first baseman, potential extra outfielder, because you had such a surplus of outfielders back then. It all comes full circle.
Yeah, it does. What do you think? Torres gets re-signed or no this next year?
I don't think so. But I think if he has a great year and they make it tough, too, it's going to come down to, like, who are you choosing? Like, if you can't get Juan Soto, you might bring Gleyber back. If you can't, I don't know. I think that they were never interested in signing Gleyber long-term, and they've passed on trading him so many years that, like, this year, let's see what he's going to be. But I don't think that they're going to pay him what the market is going to pay him. And I think he's been prepared to leave, even though he says he wants to be a Yankee, all this other stuff. That's just another position that I think they can pop a guy into. They could put DJ there. They could pop a guy into in the next couple years to save money.
I'm kind of thinking that all that money that's going to come off the books, including Torres, is going to be used to make Soto the offer to keep him there.
Yeah, they're going to need every penny. That's why I think they're looking at where they are in the payroll right now and saying, no, we're good. Luis Gil, ready to go. Luke Weaver, Will Warren, whoever else, potentially, we'll go with these guys. But we got to make a big offer to Scott Boras and Juan Soto next year. We can't really spend too much more right now. Blake Snell can't do it. Jordan Montgomery can't do it.
Nope. Oh, well. Well, we'll see what happens. And it's a long 162. I look forward to seeing you out at the stadium this year. And blessings to you and your family. Have a good night.
Thanks, Rich. You didn't get your point in on Ohtani.
Oh, Ohtani? Yeah. I didn't want to take up too much time. All I'm just going to say is, have you ever done a wire transfer before?
Yes, I've accepted them and I've sent them to people. Western Union back
now,
in the day.
Do you know? No, I'm talking like about a true bank wire, not the Western Union stuff. Do you know how many levels and degrees of security that
to
you go through?
To go to the bank
and
wire money?
And also double checks?
Yeah. I've never sent one through the bank, but I recently accepted one, and I used that as my reference.
I mean,
and I remember, I'm like, wait, I got dinged for this $15, and I just went and looked up. Like,
no,
there's just all these different things.
If I'm calling my bank and I'm saying that I want a wire sent, they're going to call me back to make sure that it's me that's doing this, and they're going to go through a whole thing of security checks and balances and stuff like that. And then on top of it, because of the size of the money that was being sent at that time, there's going to be another person redundant calling back to double check to make certain that the first guy didn't screw up. So
and where are we sending this to exactly, and for what reason, and why international? You're in America right now sending this money to, okay.
Dude, just admit, either you're bailing your friend out because you know you're never going to get him to say on the hot mic to go ahead and, you know, that he gambled, and just say you were just doing the best thing. Don't pull that stuff because we're too smart for that. Either that, or now Manfred is back up against the wall, and this is going to be interesting because if he lets Otani slide, I'm another one that's going to say, let Pete in.
Thanks for the call, Rich. I mean, Pete is cooked. They're never letting Pete in. Otani, though, I think that they will protect. They will save. We're halfway through my show, and when you call my show, I give you time because I have that much time. And even when I know what you're going to talk about and you forget what you're going to talk about, I'm like, hey, get that point in before we go to break. 877-337-6666. And I'm glad we did. Rich just shared some input about wire transfers. And it's like, come on, folks. We know. You don't have to be born yesterday. Even if you were born yesterday, you're like, nah, come on. Shohei Ohtani? 877, you know the number of dollars. Take the break. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Halfway through another 5-hour KM to AM on The Fan in New York. The Rangers, the New York Rangers, don't look now, but the Rangers have come back. They're up 5-4. We'll talk about that in a minute. Of course, we'll get to John Mara and Woody Johnson and Rob Sala and Brian Daboll and, I don't know, J.J. McCarthy, Malik Nabers, Brock Bowers, Marvin Harrison Jr., Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones. But really, I want to talk about how much the NFL sucks. And it sucks that we love the NFL so much. It just controls all of us. They have a complete monopoly over the fans and the players. And they're just going to keep doing what they want to do. Who do they answer to? The NFL is king. King don't answer to the peasants. The king will tell you to get Peacock, and you're going to get Peacock. The king will tell you that the playoffs are on Amazon Prime, and you're going to get Amazon Prime. And if you don't, they will bank on the fact that somebody else will. So they can afford to lose you. There are millions and millions upon millions of NFL fans, and they are not hurting for any one of us. There's nothing we can do to boycott. There's nothing we can do to put our foot down. All we'll do is watch Wednesday Christmas NFL games and enjoy it. 877-337-6666. They can outlaw hip drop tackles, which, I mean, sometimes, and this is my opinion on it from playing, sometimes guys don't mean to make it a hip drop tackle, but they're not stronger than the guy that they go to tackle, so they drop their weight to try and pull the guy down. I don't know, man. And I understand it has hurt some players, but that's part of the game getting hurt. Or it was. Oh, player safety, player safety, player safety, but you're going to expand the NFL season and playoffs so that eventually we get to the point where the Super Bowl is in late to mid-February and President's Day Monday is the off day built in. It's coming. I think I heard Boomer mention it at the end of the season. Of course it's going to happen. I mean, you're already seeing they moved the trade deadline back a week. It's just a joke. Like, all these things happen, and it's just like, yeah, more, 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 more. As long as it's more money, which is the bottom line for the NFL, you can expect more. They've changed the kickoff again. They're playing in Sao Paulo, Brazil in week one. And, yeah, more to come. I mean, the draft is in Detroit this year. They'll bring the draft to every city if they can. That makes sense. And the NFL has found a way to be in our lives every single day, 365 days a year. I'm ready for baseball. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Alex in Brooklyn. Thanks for holding, Alex. You're on the Fan.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I just heard about this whole thing with Jordan Montgomery. I was thinking I was going to say something about him. Now, you're all busy with starting pitching. What do you think of around the deadline? I love transition, but I think if you get rid of him when Jason Dominguez comes back, then you have a perfect outfield and you could get a starting pitcher because he's a valuable player. I love watching him out. Amazing outfield, but...
He could
get a starting pitcher.
He could absolutely be a trade piece that none of us would cry about them sending him away to a team that needs a center fielder in exchange for a starting pitcher. But this is what I honestly feel. I feel like by time we get to the trade deadline, the Yankees could be potentially hurting for a starting pitcher, not looking for a starting pitcher that's going to put them over the top. So if they're hurting for a starting pitcher and the whole league knows that, the whole league is trying to fleece and finesse them. They are not the Yankees that a lot of us still think they are. They're not big and bad. They're not almighty. I think there are a lot of teams and agents that look at them and they're like, you need us more than we need you, and we're not just giving you anyone. Give us Spencer Jones. No. All right, then no deal.
Right, but if you trade him, you could get a starting pitching. And after all, the main part is after the trade.
If you trade Spencer Jones, you can get a starting pick. They're not trading Spencer Jones.
I'm neither one of them. I see what he is all about. He's amazing. But the main part of the season is the second half. So if you get rid of him, second half, you can have amazing season. You have a good starting pitcher because Cole is going to come back eventually and you have Dominguez coming back.
Yeah, I don't see any way that they trade Spencer Jones. There's just too much.
Spencer Jones, what? Trent Grisham, I'm talking about.
So back to Trent Grisham. Yeah, sure, you can move Trent Grisham, but like Trent Grisham is not, I don't know. If you're looking for an ace type of pitcher, if you're looking for a top of the rotation guy, most likely that's going to come from a struggling team that has one of those guys to give, and they're going to be looking for prospects. They're not going to be looking for a Trent Grisham. You're going to end up with a Jaime Garcia trading Trent Grisham.
Right. Also, last question. What do you think of, if you have to give the right guess, the way the season so far started, I mean, the vignette started, the offseason with the injuries and all that, what do you think the Yankees are going to finish? First place, second place? What's your best guess? What do you think?
Middle somewhere. I think the Orioles are better than them. They're younger than them. They're faster than them. They're motivated because they didn't win a game in the postseason, but they did get that experience. I know that you can never count out Kevin Cash and the Tampa Bay Rays. They will have a couple new players that we never heard of and some of their usual suspects, and they'll be right in the mix. I think the Red Sox are trash, but I can't completely talk down on the Red Sox after what they were able to do to the Yankees last year. And, I mean, the Blue Jays, as fraudulent as they've been, they have some guys that can compete. They have some pitching. And they might be a third-place team behind the Rays, behind the Orioles, that knocked the Yankees down to fourth place. So, I mean, that's where they were last year. And, I know it's a completely different team from last year, but I can't say that without Cole, this rotation and this team with Juan Soto is just going to steamroll the AL East. The AL East is arguably the best division in baseball.
Right. Honestly, if everyone is healthy, I mean, it's almost impossible with the team down the league and injuries. But if they would be healthy and all would like have comebacks like Stanton, everyone would have a better season. You think like they would probably win a World Series, the kind of team they are? Are they capable of it?
If it sucks. It's a huge if. And as Yankee fans, right. We always have to hope. If they stay healthy, which they never do, sure, they could win the World Series this year.
Okay, thanks for the call, Alex.
But Cole is already out. DJ is already compromised. Judge had a scare. Just wait for the season to actually start, and then you find out somebody else is hurt that, like, pushed it through the end of spring training. It's just how it goes. I guess I'm jaded, but I'm not even jaded because I'm excited for the start of the season. I'm pumped for 162 and postseason every year no matter what. But I can only go off of my experience. I can only go off of recency watching this team. And maybe it's a recency bias, but I have recency bias to believe that the Yankees are not going to stay healthy. And that's just being smart, right? You have to be a fool to think that these guys, a lot of them over 30, are just going to hold up. That they do scheduled rest. They cool their own players off. I don't know what their strength and conditioning program is, but it seems to always fail them. And I don't know what their issue is with the doctors, but it seems like they misdiagnose stuff every year. And then it's always sketchy. Just a couple weeks ago, I did the show talking about how we have trust issues because they don't tell us the truth. Now Domingo Herman's out there. He wants to tell it all, right? Domingo Herman claims he wasn't drunk. And I remember using that as an example. I'm like, remember the day Domingo Herman had like had soreness, a lump in his armpit or something like that. And he was supposed to start. He got scratched. Johnny Brito started the game, but then here he comes out of the bullpen. So we all thought he was drunk that day, potentially. Not we all. I know there was so many things swirling around. I'm trying to think back. I'd probably go back to my notes if I still have them. But a lot of us were thinking Domingo Herman might have had to sober up. Maybe they hit him with an IV and he was good to go by the time Johnny Brito gave it up. Well, the article in the Post that came out yesterday around 1:34, Domingo Herman opened up about the dark day in which he flipped over furniture in the Yankees clubhouse. And he said that he didn't drink anything that day. He had a couple drinks the night before, right? Probably because he was pissed off. These guys keep jerking me around, right? These guys took me out with 88 pitches against the Cubs. We lost the series. They're always pulling me. I think earlier in the season, Domingo was rolling, either had a no-hitter or something early on in the season last year before his perfect game where they pulled him early. And then they went to Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes gave it up. So, as frustrated as I was as a fan, I can only imagine how frustrated Domingo was. So, you know, the article goes on to detail what went on, and it's pretty much along the lines of what we heard. But what we didn't hear was Domingo's like, I don't have a drinking problem. I could stop drinking for 1 or 2 months. I drank the night after they jerked me around. But then after that, like, you know, the last part of it, let's see. As for why Herman went to rehab last season, he explained that he agreed to go because otherwise the Yankees would have withheld roughly $870,000 remaining of his $2.6 million contract. And I say that to say this, which I know is going to trigger some calls. That right there, folks, is why the Yankees and even the Pirates now have employed a guy who's a known drinker and also a known abuser that people have physically seen hit his wife and had some issues with that because of money, because of contracts. He's still in the league. While many of you love to point to Trevor Bauer, who we saw pitch against the Yankees in Mexico, the Yankees were right there with him. You think the Yankees are signing him? You think the Yankees are bringing him in? No. He's not on anyone's team. He's not owed any money. But when people point to, well, what about Domingo Herman? You support Domingo Herman? I told you guys a long time ago, it doesn't matter if I support Domingo Herman or not. I support the Yankees, and the Yankees are tied to him. The Yankees have a contract with him, so they're going to do what's in their best interest financially, and I'll have to support that because I root for the laundry. I don't get to make those decisions. 877-337-6666. I will introduce more of the NFL conversation as I did when we came back from the last break. Let's take this break now. We're talking about the Mets, the Yankees, baseball, and a little bit of NFL. Keep McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Mike Piazza has now hit more home runs than any catcher in the history of Major League Baseball.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right. The Rangers win. Knew that was coming. And Paulie in my ear just said, the Rangers clinch a playoff spot. But, I mean, we obviously knew. But, I mean, it's something. Congrats, Rangers fans. I mean, you get a couple words in as well at 877-337-6066. That's a big win. That's another one of the wins. I know there's been multiple moments in this season that people have said, that's a moment. This is going to be a moment on the DVD. When the Rangers win the cup, we're going to look back. They're going to look at a bunch of different things. They're going to look at this one, too. That's a good comeback win, and they handled business tonight. Other than that, handling business, going back to the Domingo Germán story, you know, I talked about the money that he was owed and how when you're under contract and, you know, you sign that deal, it's a two-way street, and he said that he literally went to rehab. He's still talking about he doesn't have a drinking problem, even though he was drinking the night that he hit his wife and was alleged to be drinking and even confirmed that he was drinking the night of him being pulled from the starting rotation and coming out of the bullpen. And then the next day he says he wasn't drunk. A little bit of a hangover and some frustration, whatever. I don't know. Might have a drinking problem. Might have a little bit of a drinking problem. He said, I went because the Yankees weren't going to pay me. I was told that I would be there for a month. My wife and family nudged me to go. They reminded me that I needed the money. My family told me, you're going to come out of here feeling better and you're going to save your salary. So it was a money type of thing that he went. He's employed by the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I said that. I'm like, you know, all of these folks that are still clamoring for Trevor Bauer, meanwhile, more people are popping out. Like, I saw Britt McHenry. I completely forgot about that chick. You guys remember Britt McHenry? I think she, like, was on ESPN for a very little bit of time, but then she said some things that got her canceled, and I'm not sure exactly where she is, but she popped out on Twitter to be like, hey, I have some information on Trevor Bauer. She said, I know and have evidence of another woman who privately DM'd me what she endured. She spoke directly to MLB front offices. He is not innocent. He will not play in MLB again, so stop trying to champion a sexual abuser. Now, I mean, she said that on Twitter a few days ago. That was, let's see, today's the 25th. That was yesterday, the 24th. And my show talking about Trevor Bauer before I left was on the 19th, I believe, or the 18th, rather. Just basically saying, like, why are you as a grown man calling the Fan, lobbying, campaigning, suggesting that we bring this guy into New York, whether it's the Mets or the Yankees, because you know one case got dismissed and a girl was lying about what went on. Like, is that it? Like, I don't know. Like, there's clearly more evidence. Just a couple Google searches will tell you that it's not just one girl and that there's, like, you know, I don't know. My whole stance that day, if you remember that show, was we got to be better as men. We got to be better as brothers, as fathers, as husbands. Like, there are some women that were, you know, in Trevor Bauer's situation that aren't the one girl, Lindsay Hill. She clearly seems to be someone that likes the attention. So much so, I got off the Fan that night and I saw she followed me on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm like, oh, wow. You know, I always say this microphone's powerful. Someone must have got back to her to say, hey, there's a guy on WFAN in New York saying that team shouldn't sign Trevor Bauer and guys shouldn't be calling in suggesting that he be a cheap option. Or, hey, Keith, you know, he's available for the minimum. He's innocent. Not so much. And, you know, I said I changed my stance on it. At first, when BT and Sal had Trevor Bauer, how many times do you hear me say, Trevor Bauer sat right here where I am? When I first heard that interview, it was a Friday. I remember it was just me and my son. I was taking care of my son the whole day. And I was like half listening, but I listened, and I didn't know all the information. What I knew at that time was that it did come out that this girl had said, oh, she was trying to get in on that $51 million, blah, 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 blah. And at that time, we even ran an article where I suggested, hey, maybe he signed with the Mets. He's more familiar with the Mets. He almost signed with the Mets before the Dodgers. But then as weeks went on and time went on, and I do research for this show and I read things on the internet and I Google things myself to know more about different topics and different things. And as spring training went on and nobody, no small market team signed him, if he's available and talking about he'll pitch for the minimum, I'm like, wait, there's got to be more. There has to be more of this. It isn't just the one case dismissed. And just a couple searches will tell you that there's an open case in Arizona and there's some other things. And that's why I came in that day and I was like, yo, enough is enough for me, honestly. I don't want to keep entertaining this. It sounds wrong. It sounds messed up. We had more vile venom and negative energy for Marcus Stroman saying that he wanted to stay on schedule and pitch the third game and be in line to pitch the Yankees home opener. There were more people passionately calling up to talk down on that guy who just sent out some tweets you don't like. More people calling up to talk bad about Marcus Stroman and what he means to a team in a locker room or a clubhouse than Trevor Bauer. That don't make any damn sense. 877-337-6666. So when we come back, I'll introduce the NFL topics. If you're on hold, which all my calls are Mets and Yankees, we'll absolutely get to that. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's go to the break and hit the update.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.